Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Free time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 56-year-old Benjamin Santos Jr. of Sunbury, Pennsylvania. I put the junior on there because I'm sure his father, Benjamin Santos Sr., does not want to be him. Earlier this month, Benjamin, he got real drunk, arrived home around 2:30 in the morning. But instead of going inside and sleeping it off, he decided to stand in his front yard and open his pants and start masturbating. Well, the next day, his female neighbor saw him outside and asked them what exactly had happened. And they say Benjamin, he had a smirk on his face, and he told her that he'd been, quote, very drunk. And he added, quote, my bad. Well, that's when the neighbor pointed out that he'd actually waxed the carrot in her front yard, not his. And there was no point in disputing it because he did it directly in front of her Ring camera. Oh, and she turned the video over to police, who charged our honoree with open lewdness, loitering, prowling at night, which I did not know was actually a crime, and summary harassment. Yeah, he got hammered, came home, thought he was in his yard. He was standing in her yard. Her Ring camera goes off, so she watched this real time because she gets the alert, and it's just like, that is my neighbor, and he is masturbating. She was lucky enough to see him the next day, and he's like, yeah, sorry, man.
My bad.
I was drunk. Like, right, you were in my yard. And that was the difference. So remember, kids, only masturbate at your own property, preferably indoors, behind a closed door. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Oh, I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Our gentlemanly caller has dropped off the line, so Miles Montgomery, the Ted Smith.
Okay.
Head-to-head competition.
Game on.
Mono e mano. Your choices today are interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. After that, we have animalize this, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And once again, license to spill, where you guess the substance that made the mess.
Pick it, Miles.
Animalize this.
All right, a couple arrived at their home in Australia after midnight and found their bedroom occupied by an unexpected animal. Fran Ruffino, she posted a video to Facebook showing the scene that her and her husband Bruno were confronted. She says, only in Australia. And the video goes on to show an animal exploring the bedroom while her husband shouts in Portuguese. You see, he's from Brazil and said he forgot how to speak English as a result of seeing the critter in the home. So he can speak English, sees this thing, freaks out, goes right back to Portuguese. Quote, I thought, oh my God, there's an animal in my bedroom. And Bruno was like, lady, what are you doing? Why are you screaming? Well, she then called for an expert while her husband attempted to contain the critter. Quote, Bruno tried to hold him with some clothes and grabbed the clothes, and I called for animal control, and I forgot how to speak English, so I started to speak Spanish. I don't speak Spanish. That's her quote. Anyway, the animal was eventually coaxed out of the house and disappeared somewhere in a couple's
Dio meals.
Yeah. Let's see. The question is, what was the animal that was in her bedroom? Was it a python? Was it a kangaroo? Was it a koala or was it a crocodile? So python, kangaroo, koala, or crocodile. Apparently, if you walk in, you just speak a foreign language.
In their bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
She looks sniffing around, huh?
Sniffing around, moving around, I don't know. They just they said exploring the bedroom.
I'm going to go python, Ted.
All right. I kind of agree with you in the fact that I think it is a reptile. But I think this is a crocodile, dude.
You think he tried to wrangle a crocodile?
Well, I've watched enough film. You throw stuff over its eyes and hop on its back and then try to pull its head up.
What, like a full Nelson?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm just going on what I see. Okay. These alligator. Right.
You know what I know from the same sources.
Right? I don't know if it works. That's my theory.
What did they find when they came home in their bedroom after midnight? Was it a python, a kangaroo, a koala, or a crocodile? We'll let you know coming up next.
That was a tease.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Categories analyzed this on Profile. This we had a couple down in Australia. They came home at a little after midnight and found an animal somewhere in their bedroom.
Yes.
Question is, was it a python, a kangaroo, a koala, or a crocodile?
And that is the very question that I posed to you, gentlemen. Let us start with Ted Smith. He went with the old crocodilia.
Crocodile.
It was not a crocodile, I'm afraid.
Was it a crocodile?
It could have been a crocodile, but they ate that and kept that under wraps. And Miles, you went with the python. It was not a python. No, these people, they came home and absolutely freaked out and spoke in a total of three different languages when they saw the dreaded koala bear in their bedroom.
And they tried to pick that thing up.
The koala, yeah. That chlamydia-covered cute little fuzzy bastard.
That was why I did not pick koala, was based on that.
Why?
Because you're not supposed to touch them because of the chlamydia.
Did you get chlamydia just from touching a koala?
Well, you're not having sex with it. How else do you think you're getting a chlamydia?
Well, you're not. I mean,
what
I
What if
just...
it bites you?
Or scratches you? I don't know, man. What's the temperament of a koala?
Nasty.
Are they nasty?
Yeah. Okay. They're notoriously, I think they call them drop bears, too. So they'll just drop out of the tree. But, like, you always see pictures of people at sanctuaries, like, petting them. But supposedly, they are the opposite of how they look.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
I've dated some women like that. Like, man, you looked really nice.
Then what happened?
Yeah.
You're a koala. Yeah.
Or you see somebody that in your mind's kind of having a tough go at life, and you're nice to them, and then they're just a D.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, well.
All right, koala
bear. Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Tell you what, boys. You know, you don't like weather to hurt anybody or bad stuff like that, but I get kind of fired up. Like, I'm already checking power outages. I'll be checking local stuff now. I mean, you know, whenever there's a hurricane, I know the damage it does, but I'm locked on the Weather Channel.
Mm-hmm. You already said there's a bunch of power outages going on right now.
Yeah, there is in Seattle. And I'm watching some kind of circle around where we live. So I'm like, all right.
I just want the bar to be open.
Sure will be.
I'm trying to think. Of all the years I worked at a bar, I don't know that we ever had a power outage. We had at the terrible place I worked at, which I could name now because it's closed, Town Hall. One time, sewage came up through the grates in the floor.
God.
And I remember we had regulars because I was sitting outside on a stool, and I'm like, you can't go. Like, we're not open. Come on, man. I come here every day and get a couple beers. And I'm like, there's raw sewage on the ground.
Doesn't matter, man.
It's my routine. Just like,
really?
Yeah.
Raw sewage wasn't enough.
Raw sewage was not enough.
Would you have said there's an active shooter in the bar standing in raw sewage? Would that have helped?
I don't know. I definitely worked the door there before where the cops showed up and were just like, how you doing? I was like, I'm good. What are you guys doing here? And they said, nah, no worries. We just got to take a look around. Then they walked a guy out, and I was like, what was that about? And they're like, you need to be better at your job. That guy clearly had a gun on him.
Oh Jesus.
Okay.
My bad.
Somebody else called it in. Which, people, you're hearing my voice in the state of Washington, you're used to seeing it. Where I grew up, you can...
That's an absolute no.
You cannot have a firearm on you. That is a big
not
no.
Not in a bar.
Not period.
I know. Oh. Especially not a bar.
All right, let's see. Do you guys enjoy the new kind of thing of your childhood heroes being villains?
What do you mean?
For instance, remember, like, Winnie the Pooh.
All right.
Right? There was all this stuff last year. So Disney technically let, like...
What? They don't own the licensing for it anymore or whatever.
Or something.
It like, goes in the public domain.
Right. But you can't make, like, a Disney Winnie the Pooh movie. They still own enough. But it was just like...
You can use the name.
So that's how we got Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
Yeah.
Has anyone seen that?
No.
Yeah, I don't know anyone who's seen that.
I'm sure there's people that did. I guess they made a couple of them. Well, now there's a movie called Popeye. Expected to be released in January.
All right.
It's described as a, quote, raunch and gory slasher where Popeye attacks a group of counselors who are trying to open a summer camp.
Wouldn't you think that would be more lend itself to the high seas, so to speak? You know, like Popeye's
big adventure. He and Bluto and olive oil,
like you know, pulling over a yacht of partygoers and you know, stealing their beer and beating the living hell out of them.
Or he's like killing people on the dock.
Right.
I mean, like you're gonna make Popeye bad. And even here, they're like, I mean, that's just so unoriginal. Like, oh, he's on a like Jason. Isn't that the whole premise of Friday the 13th?
Friday the 13th, right?
He's killing camp counselors and campers at a lake
because things went south for him at that campsite at that lake.
Yeah, I don't think that's about what sailors it is. Popeye, on like, sailors on lakes doesn't normally.
I thought I'd make it more like I don't know Saw, where basically he has gotten a hold of Bluto, right? That was always his archenemy, and has Bluto strapped to a chair for 2 hours and makes him like cut off his own legs and all that kind of stuff. I mean, if you're gonna make Popeye like lose his mind. I think it should be targeted.
Well, he's not a
dentist. And who's the guy that never paid him money back? Right, Wimpy, right? He always has to borrow money to buy a hamburger. And Wimpy always said, I'll pay you tax Tuesday. So my opening scene would be Wimpy. It is Tuesday. Popeye's there to collect on years worth of these broken promises. And Popeye just like puts a bullet in his head.
There's a lot of ideas. Like, what if Popeye... What if he's smoking crack or meth in that pipe? You know what I mean? Like, he's off spinach. He's on the hard stuff.
Right? What if he's filthy in bed with olive oil?
Yeah. That I'd see.
Well, that just sounds like a personal movie.
Yes.
Also, yeah. Why are they always so fired up about olive oil?
I don't know. I mean, even
like
as a
Betty
kid.
Like Betty Boop. Get it. Okay. Jessica Rabbit. Get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm with you. As a kid, I don't know.
It
like,
didn't help when they made the live-action movie. They had Robin Williams play Popeye.
Shelley Duvall played olive oil.
Shelley Duvall is not someone that I would hire to play the sex object of others. I'll just leave it at that. Like, you are not who I would cast.
Wasn't she originally the original person on Cheers, though?
No, that's Shelley Long.
Oh, all right. Well, then I'm dead wrong on that one. Let's see. I don't think we talked about this yesterday. Well, hey, look, if you watch Monday Night Football, there's nothing going on in Dallas.
No, there's not. By the way, just real quick, a couple people texted in and says, Blood and Honey was a horrible movie. My wife made me turn it off after 30 minutes. After she left, I turned it back on and turned it off myself 30 minutes later. That's one review. Another review comes in. That Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey movie is seriously an hour and a half of your life you will never get back. It was so bad I almost couldn't stop watching it.
Yeah, that's
about what I expected.
Right, and whoever's making these movies, like they, look, us talking about it, they're probably like, all right. Job accomplished.
Why don't we reach out to them about outer space?
If I'm going to do that well, seriously, it's going to be like Cocaine Bear.
Or the Shark Tornado crap.
Right, like Cocaine Bear. Something we
so,
saw that.
So ridiculous and over the top that it still has entertainment value.
But what children's character would you take and turn them into a homicidal maniac? Like, out of spite?
Barney.
That was my first thought. And then my kids would hate me for this, and I apologize. Paw Patrol. They get rabies, and they go on a rampage. I hated that show. So now I want these they're full-grown dogs now. They're not puppies anymore, man. They got rabies, and they go Cujo on that town.
Maybe the dad from Bluey. He's always so calm and cool and collected. He just loses it one day.
The dad from Bluey.
Right? I forget his name, but like, I don't know. That would really throw people off. I think the other thing, too, is they're waiting for some of these things. So I guess Winnie the Pooh was the first one. Popeye. I don't know how many more of these you're going to do. And frankly, like I said, I got to look it up again. It's like they're legally allowed to do this, but they can't make like a movie that's already been made.
Yeah, exactly.
And they can't sell like a ton of stuff from it. So it's like basically Disney was like, all right, go make your terrible little horror movie. I also don't know that there's a huge audience of people is clamoring. It's more fun to talk about the idea, but people are clamoring to see their childhood cartoons be homicidal maniacs.
I think Popeye was, he was somebody else. I don't think he was Disney.
No, he was whatever he was.
Wouldn't we see him somewhere, somehow,
if Disney owned him, Disney domain?
You would at least see him in the park, right?
Like correct.
Like, once they got Winnie the Pooh and stuff, I've heard if you go to MGM Studios, like, Winnie the Pooh will be there and Piglet.
Is that what you heard?
And Eeyore. Right, you see all the characters. You see everything Disney owns. Like, remember when Who Wants to Become a Millionaire was a big deal?
Yeah.
Like, at Disney World, they had a full set there, and you could go sit there and watch them film. Not film, but they would do like a 15-minute episode with people that filled into the audience.
Okay. Oh, okay. Cool.
Or like they had the set there from Home Improvement, right? So you could look down because they, you know, that was a Disney property. You could look down and see like how close the fence was, where the neighbor was and everything.
Oh, right.
So yeah, you're right, Miles. If Popeye was part of that universe, he would have shown up by now.
There's no doubt about it. By the way, people suggested Caillou isn't Caillou the Killer and the Smurfs horror movie.
Yeah, the Smurfs could work. I don't know who Caillou is.
I know it used to be a French cartoon.
It is for kids. I could not even wrap my head around what it was supposed to be. But yeah, Caillou the Killer, I'd watch that.
So let's see. We were talking about nothing goes well down in Texas. God, Dallas is so bad.
They are terrible.
I take so much joy in it.
I don't.
Yeah.
I wouldn't take as much joy. So there are two things in particular. One, every year, this is their year. And it's like, why do you think that? Other than the fact that it's a new year. And two, Jerry Jones. Get out of the way, man. He's done great things for football, but he has not done a lot of great things for the Dallas Cowboys. And he keeps calling the major shots. And it's like, man, there are 32 owners in the NFL, and 31 of them are smart enough to delegate that stuff to your general manager, head coaches. Let them make the decisions.
I mean, it's also like, they're just not that good.
No.
Right? Every year, it's like, oh, it's their year this year. And it's like, it's not. They didn't go out and get anybody. But and you're right. Jerry Jones, I mean, Thrill and I have been beating this drum for years. Like, Jerry Jones would just own the team and let football people run it.
They'd probably be pretty damn good.
Correct.
If he just ran his facility. I mean, they did how much money did they make on
Tyson?
Friday night.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty good.
So that's one of the good jokes going around, is that Texas A&M and Jake Paul have more wins than the Cowboys do in that stadium in 2024.
Okay.
Because each have one.
And, right. Think about that. This is your home stadium.
Let's see. The NFL's war on other sports continues on Christmas. Look, I'm just one of those people. For years, Christmas Day was like basically when you started watching the NBA.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There was always like big games,
well,
right?
Well, they made a big push for it. TNT absolutely said, hey, man, no one's doing anything Christmas. Let's take our product.
Yeah, and you would get like a random bowl game, you know, like the Maui the Hawaii Bowl or something. But now, obviously, the NFL has jumped in. Now the NFL, they're just like, screw you, NBA. Netflix has a show or it has a game this year. It's the Ravens and the Texans. Did you guys go watch that?
Ravens, Texans. It might come on. Yeah. You know, I don't know. See what I'm doing.
So they always have big stars. Beyonce, who, remember, is from Houston.
Mm-hmm.
She will be the halftime performer to sing some of her Cowboy Carter album.
Oh, we saw her at halftime. So
yeah, that's a good point. I've seen her perform before.
Me too.
I just think that's crazy, dude. And that's unbelievable.
It's only because it's Christmas.
Yeah, you know, they have two games. I think there's, what, two or three games on Christmas? I think two.
Is it two? I thought it was three. Oh, no, Thanksgiving is three. And, yeah, I think Christmas.
What day, well, I don't know what day Christmas falls on. But
I don't, is it Wednesday this year or something?
Well, if it is, it's really going to mess everybody up unless they get a bye week beforehand.
Christmas is on a Wednesday because the Seahawks play on the 26th, which is the Thursday night game.
Ah, okay. Yeah, typically, if they make you play on a Wednesday, or like if you get the Thursday night game, you get 10 days off. You're not playing Sunday. They kind of do the same thing on their Christmas game, where either you get a bye or you're not playing until that the next Sunday.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, too, right? Like, I always remind people, like, look, if you're a college football person like myself, like, this is the last weekend of full slate of games,
mm-hmm.
right? Because then you get into next week with Thanksgiving and the holiday. There's games on, but they're not all on Saturday, right? Like, Mississippi Day Egg Bowl is going to be Thursday night. You're going to have rivalry games. Oh, well, kind of new rivalry games on Friday and right. Saturday.
Budding rivalry games.
You eat food. You cook food. You maybe toss around the pigskin with your cousins or whatever. And you watch football.
You got three games.
Right. Christmas Day was always like, it's Christmas Day. You're opening gifts. I mean, you're still eating food and stuff. But like
the NBA was on kind of in the background.
That's what I was going to say. Like, you know, people like me would go down to the basement and still be like, well, let's watch some NBA or this random college game. But it's kind of a free holiday. But now, like, Seahawks aren't playing, but, like, your Ravens are playing. Like,
I don't mind, man.
I'm all in.
We have to schedule around that.
Even when the kids were their age and they opened up whatever they did, I mean, it was all done by 10. So, what's, you know, I mean, for the most part.
Let's see. Madonna, she's been working on a few years for this biopic she has coming out.
Great.
I guess she's asking her fans if it should be a movie or a mini-series.
Make it a movie.
She said it's only 2 hours, not five episodes.
She says, after struggling for days in L.A., listening to my producers and agents tell me I couldn't make my film. So I realized everything in my life's going to be challenged. No easy rides for me. I guess I should be grateful. Forces me to think outside the box. Basically, she just said, hey, should it be a series or a movie?
I think our fans, if I'm a fan of someone, I'd be like, please make it a series. Right, stretch it out a little bit more. Gives me something to look forward to if I'm that big of a fan. As a definitive non-fan of Madonna, like, please just make it a movie if you have to do it at all.
I'm with
That's
you.
Just me. Mm-hmm. And again, obviously, she has millions of people that enjoy her. Great. But, like, please don't make us all suffer for this.
Well, I think, too, if you make it a series, you could put it on a network or this or that. I think
one of the streamers would definitely pick it up.
Right. Like, Taylor Swift did that movie, right, about her tour.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor Swift is a different person. Then you got to remember Jennifer Lopez came out and was like, I'm going to put out a movie and do this giant tour. Right, they basically had to cancel it all because it's like, you're a big pop star, but you're not her. Madonna, to me, is bigger than J-Lo, but she's not Taylor Swift.
No.
Right. So I can imagine the people that run her team being like, let's make it a series and put it on somewhere. And listen, Netflix, for years, I mean, they really could look at anybody and go, all right, some people had issues streaming, but like, we had 60 million people to watch Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. Like, you don't think we could put You're Too Good to Be on our network, our streaming service? Like, that's ridiculous. I've also heard some bad rumors that there's some football games that can't get flexed. Have you seen ESPN is doing a thing?
No.
Where Monday Night Football in a couple weeks is going to be like a Simpsons Monday Night Football?
What?
So, what?
Oh, yeah.
They were talking about, I think it's another Cowboys game about flexing it, but they can't because they've already
put the Simpsons.
Yeah. Yeah, which I just don't know. Like, the Nickelodeon stuff is kind of cool.
Because it's on Nickelodeon.
And they also do the regular broadcast.
That's what I mean. Like, you have a choice.
Listen, I know a lot of kids that are into sports. And it's not because a cartoon told them to watch it.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of Netflix, a guy from Seattle, very funny comedian, Adam Ray. He's been going around doing this Dr. Phil impression, selling out places and this and that. So this is his new comedy special. Adam Ray is Dr. Phil Unleashed. That came out today.
Hey.
Once again, want to officially apologize to Mr. Ray. I was a little drunk, a little stoned when I ran into him down there in Houston after the Husky game. I love that guy, though.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with ShopPay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
To the men's room.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All lies, not Mike Hawk. Thrill again. Miles, you just said it. Boeing said in a notice filed with Washington's Employment Security Department just yesterday that it has so far laid off 2,199 workers in the state. That's among job cuts that will eventually total about 17,000 across the company. If you work at Boeing, it's probably not shocking news, as Boeing announced in October that it did plan to cut its workforce by 10%, which adds up to about 17,000 jobs. They're saying this is to recover from financial and regulatory troubles, as well as the strike by its machinists that lasted almost 2 months. Not the best year for Boeing, no. Or so it seems.
It's bad luck.
All right, the U.S. government has launched two new investigations into Ford's recall practices shortly after finishing the finding the automaker for recall delays. Now, the first probe involves approximately 457,000 Ford Broncos and Maverick pickups. Automaker initially recalled some back in 2021. Through 2024 due to sudden power loss, and issues have been attributed to degraded 12-volt batteries, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, they received 5 complaints about continued power issues despite purported fixes. The second investigation concerns 113,000 Ford Expeditions from 2019 to 2020. Ford's recall earlier in the year covered about 78,000 of these SUVs due to seatbelts unpredictably tightening without apparent crashes. So you're just driving along and that thing tightens up. And anyway, they're now being investigated for that. We'll see what comes of that. Here's a heartwarming story. A 6-year-old who'd been locked in a laundromat dryer was found crying and shaking by Texas cops after he was placed there by 3 adults as punishment. What did he do to have these 3 adults lock his ass in a dryer at a laundromat? He lost a bag of chips. A bag of chips. 3 people were arrested. When the cops showed up, all 3 of them took off, trying not to get arrested. The cops managed to get a hold of all of them anyway, and all 3 of them, as you might imagine, not only were they jailed, but they've been put in jail, and their bond is only at $10,000, which I just feel is low when it is a child that you've locked in a dryer at a laundromat because he lost a bag of chips. And
parent, why is your kid with these guys?
Yeah, it's a kid.
It's almost like uncle and his crazy friends.
Right, like don't leave your kid with that person. And also, if you have a little kid, you know what they do? They lose stuff. It's almost like that's their job. Speaking of kids, a woman's travel plans were put on hold when she went into labor during a layover at Miami International Airport. So Miami-Dade Fire and Rescue personnel, they responded to the airport just after 5 p.m. Today after a passenger's water broke and she started giving birth near Checkpoint 1 in the hub's pre-security area. So there's a lot of witnesses to that.
You got something in your sweater there, woman?
I think my water broke. Well, firefighters, police officers, customs agents, they all showed up there and helped the woman give birth before the ambulance arrived. Finally took the mom and the newborn to a local hospital. It has a happy ending, but yeah, giving birth at the airport gate.
We'll see you next time for the return of Who Sucks Less. The lovely Jolene is coming up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.